Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation, and I am so grateful that you stop by each Monday through Friday for these times of power and peace and direction in your life. And today I want to take you straight to the Gospel of Matthew. And in the Gospel of Matthew, beginning in chapter 4, verse 18, listen to what's going on. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, fishing with a net, for they were commercial fishermen. Jesus called out to them, "Come, be my disciples, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and went with him. A little farther up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them to come too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. Now, you know, unless you understand that first century Jewish culture, you would think, well, how dare those boys leave their father in a mess like that, in a lurch, without his crew? But the truth is that this was a great thing for the father. It was a great thing for their mom. It was a great thing for them, because a Jewish rabbi would stop and pick the best of the best, the brightest students, the person that had the most glowing recommendation. He was the person that rabbi would teach everything the rabbi knew to believe about the law. They would walk with the rabbi and eat with the rabbi and sleep where he slept, and he would do everything the rabbi would do. And when Jesus came along, he had started his ministry as a teacher, a rabbi. And so when he called these four boys, literally when he called them out of poverty. They had not been the best of the best students, and we know that because they weren't in school. They had already left to go do their dad's job. My friend, Jesus walks along the seashore of your life today, and he says to you, "Come, walk with me. I'm calling you to a life with me." And friend, it is like being drafted into the NFL straight out of third grade, where the Lord looks at you and says, "You're my pick. Come on, let's walk together." So as we prepare to meditate, take that in for just a moment and join me in this prayer. God, thank you that you picked me. I wasn't worthy, and yet you picked me. Lord, thank you that you allow me the privilege of serving you and walking with you and now talking with you. So Lord, give me great wisdom and insight in my time of meditation today. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's prepare to meditate, and let's draw a couple of deep breaths. And as we do, treat those breaths like a wall between the hectic pace of this life and stepping into the quietude and solitude of God's favorite room and hopping up in his lap and having a conversation. Let's breathe. You ready? And again. And now, my friend, bring something to the Lord that you're grateful for. Just pick one thing and you say, "Lord, I'm grateful for," and then just finish that sentence. And now let's quiet our soul and stop the pace that our mind is racing at right now and find a place of solitude and just listen for the voice of God. I've mentioned this almost every podcast that we talk about in the weekday meditation, about how we are to be in tune with what God is directing us and prodding us and speaking into our life. But we have to be quiet to know his voice. So I invite you to take a few moments of quietude. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, Jesus said, "Come and follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and went with him. My friend, they didn't stop and consider it. They didn't overthink it. They knew it was the chance of a lifetime. And that same Jesus walks along your seashore and says, "Come on, my friend, let's go." I trust today, in this time of meditation, you've heard the direction that he is calling you. God bless you, friend. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.